did not quit. I did not quit. Come on, tell your neighbor, neighbor. Oh, I did not quit. I did not quit. When there is an assignment on your life, you have to understand that you have the ability to finish it. That you have the ability to finish in you. When Jesus died, he made you a new creation. Behold, old things have passed away, and behold, all things are made new. You have the power of the believer inside of you. And this believer's power that the Bible gives evidence that the power is in you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. If you can feel me from the outset of this conversation, I'm trying to miss you that with Christ, you have the potential to change your world and to affect the world in which you reside. Can I tell you that the Spirit of grace understands that life has intensified itself with various areas of your life. Constructs have found you at the lowest places. You have presented itself to you as stress and anxiety. I'll say it again, that life has intensified itself in various areas of your life, causing constructs that we have found you at the lowest places in your life. And it has presented to you a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety, and it has caused you to ask questions. Where is my God? Has he abandoned me? Has he left me to fend for myself? And the question arises, how long, oh Lord? Is there anybody here who ever asked that question? How long, oh Lord? Because since I believe you, since I fast and I pray, since I gave my life over to you, all I really want to know is, does this that you said really work? Now does it really work? I need this to work. How do you? Because I understand that I'm not interested in traditions or religious philosophies. I just want the results of who I'm believing in and the results of who I'm believing for to work for me. But if you be so kind to let me encourage you that it's not the time to give up. It's not the time to throw in the towel. This is not your place of promise. This is not your destiny. This is a time to be of the believer who believes that the power of blood and the integrity of the promise of God to stand up and be counted, that I may be a little afraid, I may get a little tired, I may have gotten frustrated, but I sure will not quit. This is the time for the believers who knows that the power of God works and who have been delivered by the power of the blood and the integrity of the promise of God to stand up and be counted, that even though I may be a little afraid, I may be a little tired, a little frustrated, a little bequeathed, I may be upset a little bit, but I haven't quit. Got too much on the line, I didn't quit. Got so much more to do, and there is much more in me to be uncovered and be discovered and to be cultivated. That's one of the reasons why. That's one of the reasons why you should not quit. Because in the middle of your north, a thing in you, a middle of your north, and I don't know if I can get that a proper word, that we just going to call it the north, because the north is telling me that in him I live and in him I have my being. The north is telling me that he is real. My brothers and my sisters, God is looking for somebody to employ and to deploy in the world system to keep his standards and to demonstrate the integrity of our Savior. I did not quit. All he wants is to give you an unequivocally distinction to the one who trusts him and keep his standards, hallelujah, and to demonstrate his power and to demonstrate his integrity of our sovereign God, that he is yet still God. Even though he may not answer me when I call, he's yet still God. Even though, hallelujah, sometimes it seems like he's not hearing me, he's yet still God. And because he's yet still God, I will yet not quit. Because my faith is built in him. My trust is built in him. And it's built to last. It's built to go the distance. It's built, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's built to stand the test of time. My trust in God, hallelujah. Why? Because I found out something about him that blew my mind when the Bible says that he wished above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as so prosper. You mean to tell me God wishes for me? God wishes for you. He said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even thy soul prosper. You mean to tell me God wishes for me? He wishes for me, baby, because he has a wish for me. I didn't quit. That's why reading the word of God is so important during these times, for the word of God gives us insight to the plans of God. And to the plans of God and the ways on which God plans to accomplish it. Hallelujah. That the word of God is the plans of God. The word of God gives us insight into the plans of God and the ways in which God accomplishes his plans. You and I reading his word over our lives over our lives and all that we cover, is a true sign that we are trusting him, not the systems of this world. Do you know that God will take a situation in your life to bring you to a revelation for your future life? That's why you cannot quit. Because your situation is just a revelation to bring you into, hallelujah, a better life. I said again, your situation is just a revelation to bring you to know who he is. Your situation is just a revelation for you to know that God is Jehovah Jireh. Your sickness is just a revelation for you to know that God can be your healer. Your downtimes, your upsetness, I'm sorry, your anxiety and your stress is a situation for you to get a revelation that God can deliver and that God can set free. Hallelujah. Your poverty is a situation for God can give you revelation that prosperity is for you. It's just a situation for a revelation for God to show you who he is. As we follow in the text today, here in Matthew 26 and 29, as we follow the text, we find our Savior, our Lord and Jesus, and his disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane. I know this sounds a little Easter, this sounds a little Resurrection Sunday, but I have to go here. Hallelujah. We find Jesus in the middle of a transition, and while praying, he asked the question of his Father. I know there's an assignment on my life. For the last 33 years, I understood there's an assignment. Oh, my life, there's a word over my life. Isaiah said that I'm the Prince of Peace, and I am the Lord of Lords. And the Bible says that I'll be wounded for the transgression and the chastisement of my peace will be upon him. He shall be like a sheep to the slaughter. He said, there's words over my life. Even before I was even born, I said that the seed of a woman shall bruise his head. There's a word over my life. And Father, I'm here at the point where my call and my gift are getting ready to meet each other. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that my call and my gift is getting ready to transition. My call and my gift, hallelujah, is getting ready to experience the greatness and the greatness of God. My call and my gift are getting ready to experience the biggest chaos I've ever had in my life. My call and my gift is beginning to, hallelujah, is going to experience the greatest calamity of my life. Hallelujah. But I understand the assignment that's on my life. But Father, while I understand the spiritual assignment of my life, my flesh is saying, if it could be, can this pass by me? Can this pass by me? God, I understand what you have for me. I understand what you want to do for me. And he asked him one time, and then while he asked him, he continued to pray. And then he went back and saw his fellows who had been his camaraderie, who had been his confidants, who had been people who had been with him the last 3 years. They saw miracles, signs, and wonders. They fed the 5,000. They fed the 4,000. They seen him walk on water. They seen God, they seen Jesus Christ do everything, God, that was humanly impossible. And now, here is the moment, hallelujah, of transition from being to my before and my after. Can I tell you something? In the moment of transition, in your before and in your after, you're going to have some great moments in your before. You're going to have some defining moments in your before. For before this moment, Jesus walked on water. Before this moment, that Lazarus had been dead for four days, and he walked to the tomb and said, God, I know you hear me when I pray and glorify. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glorify me today, God, so they may see your good works and magnify the Father. And Jesus called Lazarus out the grave. He had and then later on they went to dinner. The Bible says they went to a dinner. Can you imagine that? Jesus and Lazarus, that Lazarus had been dead 4 days, and all the village knew that Lazarus was dead 4 days, and he was God raised him up from the dead. Not only did he raise him from the dead, he gave him everything that he had lost in them 4 days. Healed the man, delivered the man, and made him whole. And Jesus says, nevertheless, my will, but your will be done. Well, I have a little discussion here just for a minute, a small conversation here. Jesus called that nevertheless. Jesus says, nevertheless, you mean to tell me walking on water was nevertheless? You mean to tell me that you fed the 5,000 people with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread, that was nevertheless? You mean to tell me you walked to Lazarus' tomb and Lazarus dead 4 days, and everybody was dead? The Pharisees, and everybody was there, and God showed his power in front of everybody, and you called that nevertheless? Weren't you the same Jesus that went to the wedding and you turned the water into, you waited to the end of the service, you went to the end of the wedding, and all of a sudden you threw your hand in the water, spoke over the water, and the water became the best wine they had? You tell me that's nevertheless. You walked out in a storm and told the storm, peace, be still. And he said, nevertheless. Jesus had some great, incredible, unspeakable moments in his life. And he said, he called them nevertheless. Your will be done. Powerful. Because humanly, if that's me, I'm walking on water and through the Holy Ghost, I'm breaking up bread and water, I'm breaking up bread and fish, and I'm spreading to everybody in the community. I'm the bank. I'll be the bank. You mean to tell me they didn't have no money? Jesus said, go get the fish, go fish, and look in the fish's mouth, and there'll be money in the fish's mouth. I'm the bank. I'm the man. Ain't no doubt about it. He is glorified God. And Jesus called that nevertheless, because he recognized an assignment on my life. And because of the assignment on my life, he says this. Even though Jesus was fully human, he feels as we feel. See, there's something that you and I must consider, that even though he was God fully, he was yet man fully. He was Jesus fully God, Jesus fully man, but he was also fully human. That means he feels as we feel. He touched as we touch. He hurt as we hurt. He wishes as he wishes. But because of his understanding of his humanity, he stuck to the necessity of his assignment, his human nature, that perfect still struggle. Human nature, yet perfect, still struggle. I love your word. That we need to accept and torture. He said, I'm still struggling with, I need to go to the cross and accept torture and shame that was awaiting me. His flesh began to recoil from the cross. His spirit was willing, but his flesh was weak. Jesus even took breaks from praying and to the assignment where he was going through. My brothers and sisters, can I tell you something? Even while you're on your assignment, can I tell you, you're going to have to take some breaks sometime. You need to take a break sometime from everybody else. Spend some time with yourself. Recover yourself and come back. David said, I strengthen myself. Paul said, I think myself happy. Why? Because every time, everybody needs a break. Can I say that? Everybody needs a break. And one thing in church, for some reason, church think that the people of God, hallelujah, don't need a break. Yes, they need a break. They need a break just to recover, just to recoup, just to keep on the fight. For the Bible says, do not be weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap and faint not. And Jesus went back in the text. Jesus took breaks from praying, knowing that assignment was going on nowhere. My brothers and sisters, your assignment is going to ask you to take a break. But Jesus asked God, not just one time, but two times he inquired of God. Not just one time, but two times, but three times. He inquired of God and said, God, can this cup pass by me? And because he knew the assignment, he already knew the answer. I must go on. I know the assignment. I want to circumvent the assignment. I want to change the assignment, but I must go on. But at that moment, Jesus had to strengthen himself and say, nevertheless, my will, but what I want for you is better than what I want for me. Now, I know for some of that's a tough place to be in, for we see with our eyes, but somehow or another, you and I got to find a way to look through the lenses of the will of God and his providential nature that you can find and challenge. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes you and I got to look through the will of God and his providential nature. You can find this challenge as a strength. Hallelujah. Because I'm telling you, my flesh and my mind, I will not let you cause me to miss out on my future. I will not let you cause me to circumvent, to short circuit the promise of the intentionality of the heart of God concerning me. I know I want to quit. I know I want to give up, but somehow or another, you and I got to find a way, find a partner, find a prayer, find a song, find a scripture to somehow pull ourselves back into the fight, into the word of God. Find somebody who can pray. My brothers and sisters, you got to go find somebody you can trust, somebody with a proven background in this gospel work, in this gospel walk, and say, I need you to pray for me, my brother and my sister, because I don't want my flesh to make me miss out on my future. I don't want my flesh to allow me to circumvent, to short circuit the promise of the intentionality of the heart of God concerning me. By this time, Jesus was looking for some comfort. He asked one of them who had been with him for years, can you have an investment with me? The ones who he had a hand in befriending, the ones who he had communion with those who said, can you help me with this assignment? But sometimes, you know, brothers and sisters, I got to tell you something, and I want you to be, I'm going to tell you this. That's why God doesn't grow no weak back people. He wants you to be strong. And sometimes your assignment can only be your assignment. Even though I would like to shift it and give somebody else, it can only be my assignment. And Jesus understood this. That's why he said, nevertheless, your will, God, but your will be done. And when Jesus said, let your will be done, all chaos broke loose. Remember, sister, when in your life, when you tell God, let your will be done, you can use me. Chaos is going to break forth. The enemy is going to try everything he can to make you eat those words. He's going to try everything he can to get in your face to make you say, I don't want you to find out who you are. I don't want you to find out there's a real yes in the background. I don't want you to find out there's a real you laying behind that. I don't want you. So check it out. If you are a songwriter, and I ain't going to what I'm saying, you are a songwriter, he will put everything in your face to make sure you cannot write a song. He'll put everything in your face. If you are a book writer, he'll put everything in your face to make sure you cannot write a book. If you are a pastor, he'll put everything in your face to make sure you cannot prepare yourself for next Sunday's message. Why? Because I must get you out of what your destiny has for you. But Jesus said, I'm not going to quit. The mob gathered around and Judas came and kissed him on the face. And Jesus kissed him on the face and Jesus said, even though I know who you are, come and make haste. Come on, I want to get this thing done with. Jesus, come on, kiss me now. And Judas kissed Jesus. Why? He kissed Jesus on the cheek. Jesus said, okay, your will be done. And then they led Jesus to court. And when he got to court, they antagonized him and they tried to interrogate him the whole night long. But he said, let your will be done. I'm not going to quit. And at this time, I could tell he was tired because he had already been fasting. Can you imagine praying all night? That the Bible declares that blood sweats began to flow from his body. Although he was losing blood, he was tired all night long. Could you imagine the stress of his life? Could you imagine the stress of his heart? Could you imagine the stress of the flesh? He was already tired. He said, I'm not going to quit. I'm going to give God what I got left. Jeez, I can hear him say, know what, I'm not going to quit. I'm going to give God what I got left. They moved him from court to court to Pontius Pilate, to Herod to Pontius Pilate. And they beat him up and they pulled his beard and they put a crown of thorns on his head. I'm not going to quit. They gave him a robe and put it around his back. I'm not going to quit. And then they whipped him all night long. Could you imagine them whipping him and why Jesus on the whipping post? He could have stayed right there. He could have called the angels on the whipping post, but he said, I will not quit. Then they whipped him and they were put with a cat of nine tails. And the Bible, if the Bible declares that it was more of a gory scene you could ever see in your life. Blood was everywhere. Body, can you imagine when they hit him on the back and they ripped it apart? His flesh was being splattered all over people and all over the place. But he said, I will not quit. He could have quit right there. But he did not and will not quit. He won't quit. And then after they then put a cross on his back and told him to carry this cross. And he said, I'm going, he tried with everything he had left. He tried, but then while he was carrying his cross, they pulled a man out of the crowd named Simon of Cyrene. Can I tell you, my brother and sister, while you're carrying your cross, somehow or another, somebody's going to come out the side. While you are carrying your cross, and they're gonna help you along the way. You ought to tell your neighbor, there's help along the way. Because sometime in life, you just need a little hand to get you to your destiny. And so why they were hitting him and beating him while he was carrying the cross. Could you imagine the conversation between Simon and Jesus? Here is this man, Simon of Cyrene, who didn't even know who Jesus was. And he began to carry him and carry the cross with Jesus. So the song says, shall I carry this cross alone? Hallelujah. And while he was carrying the cross, I'm sure, could you imagine the conversation between Simon and Jesus? Because there's nothing you can do for Jesus and he not give you a word. There is nothing you can do for Jesus and he not give you a word. So I can imagine Simon and Cyrene moving with Jesus and walking with Jesus and taking Jesus all the way there. Didn't change the Simon though. While he was walking with Jesus, I'm walking with you, but I cannot change your assignment. But Jesus says, you know what? Thank you, because even though you can't change my assignment, but I sure can quit. Because on the other side of the cross was my name. On the other side of the cross was your name. On the other side of the cross was your future. On the other side of the cross, glory to God, I'm trying. On the other side of the cross was your destiny. On the other side of the cross was your purpose. And he recognized, I cannot quit. Even though I'm beat half to death, and I'm weak beyond belief, and now they got me on the ground and they stretching me out on the cross. He said, I will not, even when they nailed him on the right hand, I will not quit. And they nailed him on the left hand. He said, I will not quit. And the beauty of it is, when they nailed him, they would nail them with their hands together up like this, down to his feet. But they didn't nail Jesus like that. Because prophecy had, the word of God had to be fulfilled. So when they nailed Jesus, they nailed him from right to left. For all the world can go free. Because they were nailed him up to down. It was just been him to heaven. But he didn't come to save him to heaven. He came to save me. He came to bring heaven to earth. So when they nailed him, good God Almighty, I'm trying the best I can. That I can see it. And when they nailed him, he was there. He says, I cannot quit, even though He said, I quit. Why? Because I got to say some words. Or he was on the cross and he said, wait, mama, I cannot go, mama, just yet. Because, brother, there goes thy mother. Mother, there goes thy son. He didn't quit without leaving his mother some inheritance. He did not quit without leaving the woman who had birthed him and raised him and carried him through and disciplined him. That's why I'll challenge any preacher to tell me a woman cannot preach. Because you mean to tell me that God gave the assignment of the world to a woman? He did not give the assignment of the world to a man. He gave it to a woman. Why? Because that woman raised him. The woman taught the word. She raised the word. Oh, my God. She reared the word. She disciplined the word. She put the word in the right place. She took the word to school. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. She covered the word. She prayed for the word. Thank you, Jesus. And if they tell me that, I'll tell them, oh no. And then Jesus said, not only that, he said, Father, before I go, I cannot leave. I won't quit without telling you, forgive them. For they, he said, Father, forgive them. For they do not know what they do to me. And I understand at first, I thought he was saying, Lord, I forgive them. No, he said, you forgive them. For they know not what they do to me. And I understand that because I was in the store. And when I was in the store, someone bumped into me. And when they bumped into me, I usually turn around and say, hey, what's your problem? Why'd you bump into me like that? That's what I was saying. But before I got a chance to say that, they came to me and said, yo, bro, I'm sorry for bumping to you. I didn't mean that. And I had already told them, I forgive you already. That's how God is with me and you. He forgives us already. Then he turned around and said, Father, Father, where art thou? I can't feel you. I can't know you, but he won't quit. He didn't feel his father, but he won't quit. And then he took his last breath. After he said, I thirst, he wouldn't quit. Then he took his last breath and said, Father, with the very last breath I got, with all that has went on in my life, with raising the dead and walking on the water and seeing my mother and getting to this moment here, and the dark cloud, he says, Father, it is finished. And the Bible said at that moment, he lowered his head, and when he lowered his head, glory to God, when he lowered his head, he did not quit. He did not quit, even with his last breath, he did not quit. And even when he took him off that cross and threw him in the tomb, he did not quit. First day, he quit. The second day, they thought he quit. But if I was Baptist, I'd tell you, but early Sunday morning, when it seemed as though everything was bleak and down, the Bible tells me there come a rumbling on the earth, and the angels from heaven came and rolled the stone away. And when they rolled the stone away, they found, hallelujah, Jesus came out through the stone. And when he got there, the Bible says that Mary and Martha was already there. The worshipers greeted him. When he came out the tomb, the Bible declares that the first thing he saw was worshipers. You know who Mary and Martha was. Mary was the one that washed his feet with her tears. And Martha was the one that served him, good God Almighty. And when he came out of the tomb, the first thing he saw was worshipers. And he said, go tell my disciples and Peter that I didn't quit. Glory. That my word told you that in 3 days I'll be back again. And I didn't quit on my word. And neither would I quit on them. Because after Jesus had died, they had went back to doing the very same thing they were doing. That somehow or another, even though the master told them that I'll be back in 3 days, that even though they just saw Lazarus who was done in 4 days, Jesus said, I'm going to beat Lazarus by 1 day. I'm going to come back in 4 days. And when Jesus got back in 3 days, he told Mary and Martha, go tell him I'm back. and go tell them I did not quit. And go tell them I did not quit on them. And go tell them I'm looking for them. That's one thing I like about God. That when he gets his mind made up to come find where you are, when he gets his mind made up to come see about you, you got to know he's not going to quit on you. So for the very first time, I need you to put your finger and point at a neighbor that's down the road and tell your neighbor, neighbor, he won't quit on me. Even though I may have quit on him, he won't quit on me. And then the Bible says that Jesus went beside the riverside and he saw them afar away fishing. And when he said, hey, did you catch anything? And they said, no, sir, we didn't catch anything. But while they was talking, Peter recognized, wait a minute, hold up. This looks like the same guy that, hallelujah, that turned water into wine. This looks like the same guy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that came from the grave. This looked like the same guy that told me. I can hear it in his voice because I remember the very first time I was fishing. This, when I quit, when I had given up, when Peter had put his net away, and God, Jesus told Peter, Peter, why you quitting? Let me platform my life on you. It's the same voice that Peter heard when God came out the grave. He heard his voice and he said, Peter, good God Almighty. And Peter said, Master, I know it's you. And the Bible declared that Peter jumped in the lake to set and swam to the shore. And when he got to the shore, he found Jesus cooking fish and bread. My brothers and my sisters, that when you believe that God is going to quit on you, he's going to prepare you a meal in front of your enemies. When you believe that God's going to quit on you, he will come and prepare you something that's going to fill your belly. One thing I come to realize in this walk, that I know my God will not quit on you. And because he will not quit, I won't quit on him. You want to look at your neighbor one more time and tell your neighbor, he won't quit on me. Tell your neighbor, he won't quit on me. How do I know he won't quit on me? The Bible tells me. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm trying my best to stay right here, but I feel the power of God. I'm trying my best to stay right here, but I feel the glory of God, because I heard him say, I won't quit on you. Have faith in God. Believe this one very thing, that you will receive it. Tell your neighbor, for the very last time, I won't quit on him. Why? He's able. Tell your neighbor, he's able. Yes, I know, he's able. Don't give up on God. He won't give up on you. I'm not gonna quit. I know I may lose some things. I'm not gonna quit. I know I may gotta cry, but I'm not gonna quit. I know I may gotta give up on some things. I'm not gonna quit. I know life has dealt me a bunch of bad cards, but I will not quit. Sooner or later, gotta turn in my favor. The odds are with me, and I know, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Yes, I won't quit. Do me a favor, go grab your neighbor, shake him by the hand, and tell your neighbor, when you've done all you can do, stand and see the salvation of the Lord. God told Moses, he said, Moses, when you're done, all you can do, Moses said, I will stand here and see the salvation of the Lord. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, I'm standing right here. I will see the salvation of the Lord. I won't quit, though they slay me. I won't quit, talk about me. I won't quit, criticize. I won't quit, my future is before me. I'm pressing for the mark of the high calling, which is in Jesus Christ. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood, righteousness. I will tell your neighbor, I will not quit. He didn't quit on me. He didn't quit on me. He didn't quit on me. He should have gave up. He didn't quit on me with my crazy ways. He didn't quit on me with my lazy ways. He didn't quit on me. Sometimes I did not act like I should. Sometimes I do not believe like I should. But the master of the sea did not quit on me. And because he didn't quit, I'm not gonna quit either. I'm not gonna quit. Hallelujah. I'm not gonna quit. 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 You ought to say it till your future change. I'm not gonna quit. You ought to say it till your attitude change. I'm not gonna quit. You ought to say it till your spirit change. I'm not gonna quit. You ought to say it until your mind made up. I'm not gonna quit. I'm gonna keep on praising. I'm not gonna quit. I'm gonna keep on dancing. I'm not gonna quit. I'm gonna keep on believing. I'm not gonna quit. I'm gonna keep on loving. I'm not gonna quit. I like the change. Tell your neighbor one more time. The neighbor, the reason why I cannot quit. I like the change that he is coming my life. Tell your neighbor, I like the change. Yes, I do. What he's done for me, I like the change. Yes, I do. I will not quit. I will not quit. Oh, yeah. I will not quit. We gotta go and we gotta get up out of here, but I will not quit. Preacher, why won't you quit? My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I shall not trust the sweetest thing, but wholly lead it to Jesus' name. I will not quit. Why? He reaches to the highest mountain, it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it'll never, no, no, never lose its power. I will not, I cannot quit on God. Can't do it, can't do it, can't do it. Can't do it. I won't do it. Can't make me do it. I will not quit on God. I believe it too much. I will not quit. 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 not quit. I will not quit. Times will get rough. I will not quit. Time will get difficult. I will not quit. Time's going to challenge you. I will not quit. You're going to be upset in relationships. I will not quit. I will find a way. 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 I will not quit.